It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. If you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. Choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus terms and conditions apply.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's Pharrell on the bench, coast to coast, in the biggest way possible. Hanging out the best, ain't a burger, ain't a bad apple, with a bad attitude. We are live in New York City. The Big Apple. Ooh. People dressed in plastic bags, directing traffic, some kind of fashion show. Along with the Tutty and Tater King himself. The founder of the Aisle Seat Podcast, the rights holder of the Sheet of Integrity, and the Put It With The Golf guru, Carver. Hi this afternoon, ladies. Mafia is running it with Camilla. The rundown today, later, look at this. In the second hour, the fascist, Adam Kaufman from Beantown. And then in the coup de grace, the final hour, JJ. It's John Jastrzemski from New York, New York, the ringer. And then Cody Decker, our baseball analyst, checks in as well this afternoon on C2C. We got a lot going on, including at the bottom of the hour, they're going to tip a massive day and night of summer league action. And since I did, I'm going to hug beautiful downtown Las Vegas, baby. As the NBA Summer League rolls into the strip in the biggest way possible, games at the Thomas and Hack and at the Cox Pavilion for the next 10 days. Check out.
Yeah, happy Thursday. I know that excites you, sir. Because, and the other thing is I think they put like every game on TV pretty much, right? Whether it's NBA TV or the Deuce or one of the ESPNs, you pretty much find your way to every Summer League game in some way, shape, or form. And you know that they're going to plaster that Cooper Flag game all over. In fact, I just went to look. Yeah, that's on big ESPN tonight. That's on main ESPN at 8 o'clock.
Yeah,
Cooper
Flag. It's like the NBA
Bronny
Finals.
James extravaganza with the Mavericks and the Lakers that they will have tonight, which, of course, tickets are still going for if you want to sit up front at the Thomas and Hack. Like, Two K, right? 2K if you want a little front row seat.
Yeah.
Two stacks if you want to go and sit there. So lots of summer league action that we will have as that begins in Vegas. What a fun 10 days that is. Live afternoon baseball, only one game actually going right now, and that's the Cubs up 7-1 on the Twins. Not one, but two homers from Pete Crow Armstrong. The Crow flies today at Target Field, as he's got a couple of long balls against the Twinkies. So 7-1 as they try to take a game in this series after losing the first couple. Already done in Baltimore with game number one of that doubleheader. Orioles beat the Mets 3-1. Peterson pitched great, seven shutout innings. But the problem was, Scotty, they brought that Stanek in the eighth inning, and he gave up a two-run homer to Gunnar Henderson. Not helpful. That's called you lose. Right there. So the Orioles beat the Mets 3-1 in the first game. They'll play the second game about 2 hours from now at 5:05 p.m. East, along with a host of other games that we will discuss later on. So a big night of baseball, already a couple games gone.
Yeah, like, I still, like, I was betting on Sagano over Peterson yesterday at plus 126. Obviously, it changed, so I was off of that. Go figure, they win the game anyway, and that's the makeup game right there. This is the second game at 505. My bet would be, now look, Sagano has, you know, pitched a lot, and Waddell hasn't, right? And all I know is, I don't think he started a game for the Mets. And everyone's betting on the Mets. I don't understand why, to be honest with you. I know the Mets are better. I know they lost that first game 3-1. I know Peterson pitched well and everything else. Most of the action's on the Mets in that second game. You tell me, Carver, I'm not sure why. I mean, the guy that's done the work, I don't even care because he's not that bad. People can say whatever they want about Sagano, but he's 6-5, I think, overall, and he's got a 4.4 ERA. I can live with that. He's got a lot of innings. This kid, Waddell's got 20 innings of work. That's it. So, but everybody's betting on the Mets. I'm not touching that.
Yeah, it sounds like the Brandon Don't Call Me Don Waddell is going to be the starter for the Mets tonight because he's one of their bullpen guys.
And my then worst I guess nightmare, that, Don Waddell.
That Hagenman would be the bulk guy, I assume, after that, who was originally maybe supposed to start the game. He's the guy that pitched against the Yankees last weekend, and he gave up a bunch of bombs. So we'll see. Luke does tell me that Waddell is a University of Virginia legend. So at least he's got that going for him in the game two. Waddell and Sagano, game number two. All right, elsewhere.
Have you ever known anyone to go to school there? I've not met one person my whole life. I'll be 60 in 2 weeks. I've never met one person that said I went to Virginia. I know it's a good school. I know. Yeah. Then they've had strange things happen in Charlottesville. That's got a bad rap.
Yes. Yes, it certainly does. Elsewhere, how about the golf today? Two tournaments, as you know, one of them already done for the afternoon. That's because they're across the pond and they're 5.5 hours ahead. Four-way tie at the top at the Genesis Scottish Open at the
Marty
Renaissance
Straka.
Club. That's right. Sep, don't call me Marty Straka. Nico Echevarria, Jake Afternoon Knapp, and Victor Perez all shooting 6-under-64s today over in Scotland. They have a share of the lead. Plenty of guys hanging around. Actually, a lot of the DP World Tour European guys. Marcel Seam, Matty Schmid, Ponge. A few of those guys are 5-under. Ryan Crazy Like a Fox and Victor Hovland. We got both of those guys, Scotty. They're 4-under right now.
There.
Wyndham Clark, we're
three
involved
under.
With two... Scheffler at 3-under, Sammy Burns, who we've got at 3-under. So we've got some gas with a few guys, hopefully, when they play round two tomorrow morning over there in Scotland.
McIntyre's 2-under, and he won it last year, so he's 4-back. That's not bad, 68. Yeah,
there's plenty of 4-back is perfectly fine with 3 rounds to go at that place. Plenty of work that you can do tomorrow. Over there at the Renaissance Club. And also we've got the ISCO going in Kentucky. Everybody loves the ISCO Championship, the Jabroni Field. Guys who couldn't make the cut for the Genesis. How about Chan Kim shooting a 9-under this morning in the morning wave? He's got a 4-shot lead on the field. Chan Kim getting involved. Look out.
Who's the guy, Shinkwin?
Callum Shinkwin. And you know this. I'm very involved. I know a lot of these guys now from betting the golf every week. That is a name I have not seen before. Callum Shinkwin. I'm not sure where
what
he came from.
What about Rosenmuller?
Rosenmuller. We talked about him last week. And Rosenmuller was up near the leaderboard. When they were at the tractor tournament. So there you got the golf. How about the upset at Wimbledon this morning?
Whoa.
The American, Anisimova, beating Sabalenka, the number one. The cry, another one who complains about everything, that Sabalenka, have no problem seeing her go home, take a walk. Now you got another American in the final at Wimbledon. There you go.
Did she have another meltdown in the press conference afterwards?
She said
that the other player didn't play better than me.
Yeah, she didn't melt down completely, but like she was acting like a baby during the match. Real whiny. And of course, Swiatek won the other match, which means she killed her. The American in the final Saturday morning at the All England Club.
Very exciting.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
So why don't we start off by diving into baseball from last night?
Yeah, we should start there today. Why not? Because we've got a lot of games tonight, and we want to make sure that we get to them first. The Yankees beat the Mariners 9-6, breaking out the big stick again in the Bronx. 10 runs the first night, 9 runs last night. Jazz Chisholm, Scotty, getting involved. Not one, but two on the YES Network.
Drill deep to right field. There it goes. See ya! A bullet home run by Chisholm. A two-run shot. And the Yankees lead 6-2.
I mean, you can't argue with what this guy's bringing to the Yankees since he's come to the Bronx. Let's just face facts. He's better now than when they first got him. Like, he's really putting up numbers now and performing in the field as well. He played third. He's playing second. He does everything. And now he's having two home run jack nights. I mean, you got to be kidding me. I think he's having a great season.
He is having a great season. And, of course, he'll be rewarded with going to Atlanta next week for the All-Star game. In fact, he has said that he'd be willing to be in the home run derby, but they haven't asked him. He said he'd be willing to participate in it.
Why is that?
But he hasn't gotten the invite.
It makes no sense to me. They don't think he hits home runs?
You know, apparently they're looking for, I guess, now they still have some slots to fill. Now they did fill one of them today. Our boy Rooker, is going to be in, the home run derby, but they still have, two to go, one from each side, American and National. So I guess they're going to eventually, I mean, if you keep going down the list and people are saying no, you got to eventually get to Jazz, right? He's got 17 homers this year. That's nothing to sneeze at. It's not like he's got five homers.
Now
put
look,
him in the game.
He's
exciting, too. He has fun.
And it's not the same thing as hitting home runs in the regular season against starting pitching. This is no different than batting practice. The guys throw cheese, and they jack home runs. And there's nothing that this guy can't do in a batting practice situation. He goes in there every day and smacks home runs at batting practice when the guy throws 75 miles an hour. I mean, that's all it is. It's like it's open season. This isn't like, facing Mizorowski or something. You know what I mean? This is not right. Paul Skeens. This is the, you know, some guy from the bullpen throwing cheese. So I think he could do great in it.
Yeah. Hopefully he gets the chance. We'll see. Who they dig up if it's not going to be him to go ahead because they still have some.
He's got the flash too.
Open.
People like that. They want to see the scary type players.
Yes.
He's got Gucci. I mean, the guys, people are enamored with him.
He'd make it fun, which is what it's supposed to be about anyway. It's supposed to be fun, so you might as well have a guy who actually has a little bit of fun to him. The other story, of course, with the Yankees last night, Scotty, was the debut of Cam Schlittler. 5 1/3 innings, 4 hits, 3 runs, 7 strikeouts. And I think he threw, and this I guess wasn't too hard to do, I guess he had like the 8 hardest throws of any pitcher this year by the Yankees, because the Yankees basically had nobody who gets up in that 99, 100 level. Right. And he was topping that pretty much the whole entire time. Here he is, very excited, the kid, about pitching at Yankee Stadium.
What did it feel like to take the mound at Yankee Stadium, that first pitch you threw?
Yeah, it's a dream, obviously. I mean, even before getting drafted, the goal was to, you know, play professional baseball and definitely want to be a Yankee, so it's a, you know, dream come true.
Very exciting as well there. We've had a lot of excitement early in the show today.
He's very, well, he's one of these kids who, let's just say, and this is kind of from the same cloth as like Skeens too. Like Skeens is awesome, but like even you said it, like he's got the personality of a wall. Like yeah. you don't want to put a microphone in front of Paul Skeens. He's got nothing to say. And it feels like a lot of these younger guys coming up are like a cut from that same cloth of it's just, all right, I'm going to give you the robot answer. I had a really great time. I pitched at Yankee Stadium. It was so much fun. I'm really happy.
I don't know. I'll be honest with you. I think MLB Network does a good job of finding guys that have personality and putting them on. I see constantly they have these interviews with players out at the ballpark on that, you know, MLB pregame show. Yeah. And before the game starts, they'll get a, you know, great reliever, a great starter that's not pitching that day to do an interview. And most of them were funny. We get these staid, boring-ass, paint-dry interview types. And what's great about it from our perspective is that we make fun of them.
Right. And that's really all that matters. Someone else who I love to make fun of is Brian Cashman. He met with the media before the game yesterday, of course, because they released DJ LeMahieu. The conversation shifted to the trade deadline, which is a couple of weeks away. Let's just say Brian knows that he needs a little bit of everything on the shopping list.
But certainly love to import a starter, some relievers, because our bullpen obviously has been taxed and some injuries, and so an infielder as well, if possible. But that's a long list, and I'm not sure if there's a, you know, if this will be a deep deadline or not, so I don't know how active, you know, we can be, but we will try to be active, I can tell you that, and we will try to import improvements. That's the gig.
They had a tremendous bass going on that microphone.
I mean, I like how he reads off this laundry list of stuff that they need, but you know how it's going to go in a couple of weeks. It's going to go poorly. For them, they probably won't get.
They'll bring up. Oh,
excuse me, Scotty. Salud. There we go. We got it out. It happens from time.
Sometimes
to time.
It does. I can't wait to see how they shop. Me.
Yes, can't wait to see where they shop in the next.
Yeah,
couple.
Look. I saw they always talk morning, big and then do nothing.
I saw Passan from ESPN say that they're going to try to get Suarez from Arizona and Gallen and or Kelly. Merrill Lynch Kelly. They're just going to get all the Diamondbacks' best players by the trade deadline.
Sure.
I just don't believe that. Believe that for a second.
Good luck with that. What in their right mind would they be thinking getting rid of those three?
Yeah. You know,
so
two birds
can help
and one
the Yankees.
Or,
are you kidding me? What are they doing out there? Here, let's do whatever we can to give all of our best players to the New York Yankees. It's not happening.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
All right, so the Rays finally stopped the Tigers' winning streak, and they had won five in a row, and they'd been killing everyone at home of late, including the Rays.
Including the Rays, and I guess it just goes to you can't win every night. And that ended for the Tigers as the Rays beat them 7-3 last night at Comerica. And I'll piggyback that with this. The Red Sox don't lose. They've won six in a row. They completely smashed the Rockies all three games in Fenway. And listen, I get it. It's the Rockies. They suck. But we're going to give you the numbers later. Quite the four-game series beginning tonight. Four games going into the All-Star break between the Rays and the Red Sox at Fenway. And the Red Sox are now just two games back of the Rays in the loss column. In the wild card race, they're pretty much two games back in the loss of everybody in that mix. Seattle, Tampa Bay. Big weekend for Boston. Are they going to keep playing like this? And can the Rays kind of hold some ground after winning in Detroit last night?
Yeah, they've scored 29 runs in the sweep of the Rockies. They're 9-2 since a six-game skid that had three losses against the Angels in it. Bueller's going tonight. He's 2-0 with a 3-7-5-2 starts against Tampa in his career. They finally won. It was the Rays' fourth win in 12 games. So I say no. I think Boston keeps rolling. I mean, they're hot. They're home. They play well there. There's no doubt. They know how to use that ballpark to their advantage, it would seem to me. And they're playing fantastic right now. I think the money's on them.
I just hope the ball keeps flying out of there like it has in the last few nights. That's what I'm hoping for some taters and a few other things. Hopefully we could just keep getting some long balls. Reds beat the Marlins 7-2. So the Marlins' long winning streak on the road is now finished. And the Reds get themselves a game, although they are playing another one. That's also about a 5 o'clock start. Between the Reds and the Marlins out at Cincinnati.
I told you last night on the show, I just said, I bet on the Stinky Thief like forever during that road winning streak and cashed fat tickets. But last night, I wouldn't go there against your boy Abbott and Costello. He's going to the All-Star game. He won again. He's 8-1. And do you realize this guy, something to the effect of he's not given up more than one run in like 10 starts. In like the last 10 starts, he's given up no more than one run. He did it again last night. I mean, he's just been absolutely incredible. You cannot bet against that kid.
And I was wondering why they were playing at 5 o'clock in Cincinnati. I thought maybe it was like the Detroit deal yesterday. Maybe they had some weather coming in. That's why they weren't going to play in the afternoon. No, that's concert night in Cincinnati, Scotty. You get to go to the game, and then you could stick around and see Old Dominion after, who allegedly is a country band. The big Old Dominion concert at Great American Ballpark this evening.
They're very popular. Okay. I did want to tell you, Abbott, of course, allowed one run on six hits, two walks, struck out five. He lost his shutout bid and left the game when Hernandez hit a two-out RBI single in the eighth. That stopped a four-game losing streak for them. This guy has been unbelievable. He's given up more than one earned run in just three of his 16 starts this year. More than one run in three of 16 games that he's pitched. That's insane.
And just remember, he had to be named as a replacement to the team.
Yeah, it wasn't good enough.
Originally on the team. It wasn't good enough to originally be on the team.
He's given up three runs the whole year. He's not on the All-Star
as a placement. Cash, actually, they're not, depending on when you got this number yet. The Cubs just scored to make it 8-1, but I'm pretty sure this closed at 9.5, right? This Cub-Twin game. So you need another hit from the Cubbies here to get over the rainbow.
Two outs for the total. You're just jonesing for this hit, and you won't get it.
Probably not going to get it. Maybe the Twins can get a homer in the bottom half of the ninth. The Royals beat the Pirates 4-3. We'll do that when we come back. I got to play. I mean, we got to. I know you know. I got to play you the highlights. So when we come back, we'll hear how
he the didn't Pirates do it. He flew out. He flew out to Bader. Is that Bader? Did you see Bader threw his hair out and got it permed? What's going on there?
Yeah, it leaves the Yankees. He can grow the hair out a little bit. You know,
but he's an adventurer. Curly too, like he did, like Will Ferrell with the perm.
He's quite the look he's got rocking.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I mean, to tell you, the Pirates are so awful. What is that, 0-6 now on their road trip? And they get beat again by a run, and Salvi hit two.
Salvi did hit two last night. I thought the Buccos were going to get it done. You know, they got down 3-0 early in this game. They scratched and clawed and got it back to 3-3. But Salvi Perez, his second of the night, going to send the Kansas City fans home happy on FanDuel Sportsnet.
Going through their struggles to score runs. Salvi, center field and deep. And gone for his second of the night. The captain is scalding hot. Man, what a swing on a slider down. Going opposite field here at the cave.
Caglianone hit a bomb in that game as well.
Did you see where that ball... I got to tell you, he hit that. You know how there's that green in straightaway center field at Kauffman Stadium? There's like some grass there. Then there's like a green wall at the top of it. He hit it like on the top of that green wall in straightaway center field. You don't see many four runs. And I think they cheated him.
466.
Yeah, that had to be closer to five. Not in 466. I think they shorted the kid by a few feet. But a win for the Royals as they sweep the Pirates. Not a good road trip for the Pirates, of course.
Nine-game trip. They're 0-6.
Where do they finish that trip? Where are they going to finish the job here on this road trip going in? I'll tell you right now. The Pirates will be in Minnesota this weekend to finish off the road trip. Not a good scene. Angels beat the Rangers 11-8 last night. Another wild game. We did get the up and away out in Anaheim. Back and forth they went. Tied in the eighth. Jorge Soler on FanDuel Sportsnet West.
That ball is hammered. Left field. Way back. It's gone. Jorge Soler with a bomb. And the Angels have the lead at last.
Yeah, but what really matters is Mike Trout hit two of them out last night.
And Seager had one in the ninth that when they were losing, that went to the wall. It like hit off the guy's, it hit off like the very top of the wall and off the guy's glove and then just went back into the field of play. We were very close to getting Seager, who I had in a couple parlays last night, which was very unfortunate. The Diamondbacks beat the Padres 8-2. The big blow in this game, Raldo Perdomo, a grand slam. He's got a bunch of these this year. He hit one down the right field line on Diamondbacks TV.
Perdomo cranks one down the line. That ball's headed for the corner, and there it goes. Raldo Perdomo with a grand slam in Slam Diego. And it's 6-0 Diamondbacks.
Wow, in Slam Diego. And the second one's only a dollar.
Grand Slam breakfast, if you can get it. You know, we were talking about the Arizona team before with trading all their guys to the Yankees. They're a game under 500. I actually didn't realize they had fallen this far down the path. They're 46-47. They're 4.5 games out of the last of the third wild card in the National League. Obviously, they're even further out in the NL West. You know, I guess if they play really, you know, mediocre to bad over the next 2 weeks, I guess it's possible they could get rid of some of these guys. Maybe the door is kind of open for Arizona to get rid of some of these guys that are going to be free agents in the offseason. Not impossible.
Well, I guess anything could happen. I just don't see them giving all three of those stars to the Yankees, is all I was saying. Now, they might go somewhere else. But I don't like. Do people actually try to help the Yankees ever? I would say a stiff no to that. Nobody wants to help them ever. Honestly, who do they trade with all the time? The Pirates. Like, the Pirates are so stupid, they'll trade with anybody. No one else wants to be dumb enough to trade to the Yankees. Let's give our star players to the Pinstripers in New York, see how they do with them. You know what I mean? Like, honestly. And I'll tell you another thing I thought yesterday, and, you know, I'm sure I'm, you know, going to be sorry I say this, but look, if DJ LeMahieu is sitting there and he's, you know, here's a guy that was a two-time, batting champ, right? Like, did he not twice? I don't care if he was juiced or not. He twice was a batting champ. It literally, was he not hitting like 230, 235 for the Yankees? Do the Pirates have more than one player on their team, Gonzalez, that hits over 230? I mean, their entire team hits 200. Their team batting average is less than 200. They have no one that can hit. They don't even have to pay him. They could put him in that lineup every day and hit 230. It'd be like getting Babe Ruth on the Pirates. They're so awful. They have no one that can hit ever. No one. I can't even believe Gonzalez is hitting, you know, was he almost up to 300? Remember, he was on a hitting tear. The guy was getting 5 for 5 nights and doing everything else. He's the only guy on the team that can hit. They literally have no one. Like the Yankees talking about Ke'Bryan Hayes. He's awful. He's a great third baseman, but he can't hit. There's catchers that hit better than him. Remember, the catcher's always in the 9 hole hitting, you know, 204. You know what I mean? Like, if they don't have to pay him, they have no one that can hit. I would let that guy bat 5 times a game and play first. That Horowitz stinks. You talk about awful. I mean, LeMahieu's got more talent in his thumb than that Spencer Horowitz. I don't want to hear it. And I think the DJ LeMahieu is awful. And I would still take him on the Pirates because they're so awful. They're god-awful. They're on a different level of awful. They're god-awful. So, I mean, is that impossible that they could pick him up? They dumped him. He's done. They don't want him. They got to pay him. No matter what, they're paying him. Not the Pirates.
They're paying him no matter what. And Ke'Bryan Hayes would be the ultimate Yankee. He can't hit. So that would be – it would be a perfect match for him to go and play. Oh, but he plays great defense. And he plays – yeah, sure he does.
Another guy that can't hit.
Another guy that can't hit. Brandon Pfaadt had 8 innings for the Diamondbacks last night, 2 runs, 4 Ks. That's out of the norm for him because he usually stinks. So a good night for Brandon Pfaadt.
But the weird thing is he has like a winning record and he's doing well because every night that he pitches, they score 7-8 runs.
They score a billion runs. They score tons of runs. He's got some of the most, the highest run support in the entire majors. The Braves got back at the A's last night. They kind of did the same thing. They scored a ton of runs in the first 3 innings. Ronald Acuna Jr. got him started right out of the gate, FanDuel Sportsnet.
Woke up this morning, felt good, and here he is. And he jumps on the 1-1, driving it deep to left. That ball is obliterated. Ronald Acuna Jr. giving the Braves a 1-0 lead.
You know what? That's great. He hit 2 of them in the game. They still stink. This team stinks. They really do. Let's stop with all this nonsense. They've been awful.
I will also say with that one, like Caglione, I think they shortened Acuna with how far that home run was. Like, he hit it past that building that I guess is the clubhouse out in left center field. Like, he hit it over that. So,
I never believed any
shot.
Of those numbers that they make up after. Like, a guy hits a home run in the booth, and in 5 seconds, they're like 470 feet. Like, nobody – what, do they got some guy out there with a measuring stick? What do they have, lasers out in these bullpens and out in these seats in the grandstands and the bleachers of ballparks where they measure that quickly? I've never believed any of those numbers.
I don't either. I threw the summer league on for a second. You know, it's a summer league. I mean, whoever these head coaches are for these teams, they got the shorts on the sideline. The head coach is wearing the shorts even. It's laid back Thursday. Out at the
they showed
Thomas
everybody outside the arena sitting in the shade drinking and smoking. It's 110.
The play.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest. Life comes at you fast, which is why it's important to find some time to relax. A little you time. Enter Chumba Casino. With no download required, you can jump on anytime, anywhere for the chance to redeem some serious prizes. So treat yourself with Chumba Casino and play over 100 online casino-style games, all for free. Go to ChumbaCasino.com to collect your free welcome bonus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
So, your boy the Wood Doctor was swinging the big stick again last night.
Yep, he sure was. Nationals beat the Cardinals 8-2 in St. Louis. The Wood Doctor hit a long one. Ahmed Rosario hit a long one. They were teeing off on that Pallant last night. So, they get off the deck after what's been a pretty rough week for them. How about you? You went oniony with Slade Ciccone last night in Cleveland. They get the sweep
over
in Houston against the Astros. How about that? And Jose Ramirez homered in all three games in that series for Cleveland. So they bounced back.
Yeah, that was a nice payday. I got it at $1.20. It went up to $1.40 again. Yeah. And that first game I hit was $1.40. So I went for it for the sweep with the Guardians and cashed another ticket on them. I can't believe it because I think they're awful too.
Of course, the Dodgers lost in Milwaukee yesterday. Their six-game losing streak, the longest since 2019. What a shame that is that the Dodgers are just losing all these games. Who do they finish with this weekend?
The Giants.
LA heading into the break. Ooh, the Giants in San Francisco at Oracle, huh?
Yeah.
Wow. That'd be great. And the Giants have now five back. They've gotten it back to five with this Dodger losing streak.
Yeah, they looked great yesterday, losing 13-0.
13-0. Verlander, the only pitcher in Major League history to have at least 65 strikeouts as a starter before the All-Star break and not have a win. So there you go.
I mean,
no wins.
It is truly unbelievable that he never wins. He has no wins since he's been a Giant. No wins at all. And then I was like talking to my son about it. I'm like, this guy can't win a game. And I said, he's like, I thought he'd, finally snap out of it yesterday. 13-0. They roasted his ass. I mean, they pounced on him. It was 1-0, 2-0, Harper, 3-0. It was, and then I turned around. It was 13. Everyone on the team got in on it. I got to tell you, I know those numbers that you just gave out with all of his impressive numbers, but he doesn't win ever. Whose fault is that? Is it the players? They're not. Is it Devers' fault? Is it the lineup? Is it the manager? Is it Verlander? Do you think he's finished? Because he goes out and pitches, and all he does is lose. But then they talk about how great his numbers are. Yeah, I don't think so. I'd rather win than lose every single game I pitch.
I think he's finished.
Finished?
That's me. I think he's finished. He's now got – what's he got this year? He's 0-7 with a 4-7, 1.42 whip. 15 starts, he hasn't won a game. Look, even Skeens has wins this year. Steven Skeens has won a couple games.
I don't think a 4.7 ERA is frankly anything to brag about.
No, it is not. Justin Verlander, big trouble for him. We did have a trade this morning, minor trade. The Orioles trade reliever Brian Baker to the Rays for the 37th pick in the MLB draft. That's new. You can now trade some of those picks. And Sunday is the draft. By the way, I don't know if you saw this. I remember we were talking about this quickly a few weeks ago, and we thought that it was a foregone conclusion that Holiday's other kid was going to be the first overall selection, right? They had been dragging him around to all the – Ethan Holiday, who, of course, is the brother of Jackson. That apparently has now changed. Allegedly, all the betting markets now say that this Cade Anderson is going to be the top pick in the draft to the Washington Nationals. Things have changed fairly quickly in that market.
Things are evolving rapidly.
I know you're excited for that. And he's the pitcher from the LSU Tigers, Cade Anderson. Well, you know, Skeens was a pitcher for LSU too. So you might as well, you know, you follow in the Skeens footsteps and you take him. He was excellent in the College World Series.
He's going to love being in the Nats organization losing every time he pitches.
I would still take Holiday's kid. I would take the other Holiday first overall. The genes. Jackson's starting to come around. He's going to be big. So that's where I would go. So I know you're excited for the draft. It's coming up this week.
I mean,
weekly check-in with the MLB Awards race. AL side, of course, it's still Aaron Judge. Raleigh had gotten to what? 350 or 400, I guess, was the closest we saw Raleigh at. And now he's back to plus 750. Or in that ballpark, 700, 750 for Raleigh for the MVP.
Yeah, like, I don't even care anymore about that. Like, it's just gotten so stale, like, hearing about...
It is.
You know, who the MVP is going to be. And you know, it's July 10th, and we're handing out trophies. Like, and not only that, we just... we've talked so much about Aaron Judge, I just don't even want to talk about him anymore. I mean, it's literally... I came back Tuesday, Wednesday. Now we're talking about him again. And we talked about him Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And then it just, there's nothing else to say. He puts up staggering numbers every year now. And then in October, he's like a pumpkin. I mean, the guy does nothing. So until I see him do something in October, I don't give a rat's ass about all of his accolades, numbers, and awards. I've never seen anything so meaningless in my life as regular season stats in baseball. That you can talk about stats till you're blue in the face, but it's really all about what do you do in October? What do you do in the playoffs? And do you win rings? And he hasn't sniffed one. If you want to call getting your ass beat by the Dodgers in the World Series last year, sniffing one, go ahead. Because he had one hit in the whole series. I mean, he was terrible. I don't know.
He was terrible.
It was not much more than that. What do you have? One or two hits? Three maximum? He didn't do anything.
He struck out
15 times. I mean, it was just the most embarrassing thing I've ever seen.
He had a lot of strikeouts.
What are we doing here? Every day we talk about this guy being the MVP. That's all we ever talk about on this guy. It's just nothing else. It's like, oh, he's the greatest player on earth. And I love him, too. In New York, to watch him have five at-bats every night, I won't deny that it's awesome, but I'm sorry. Around here, all that matters is October.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. Funny thing about being fast, you end up waiting a lot. First to show up, first in line, then just waiting. Me, I rev up Chumba Casino. With over 200 social casino games, no slow lanes here. Why sit around when you can spin? I'm already racing. Your turn. Play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. That's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
National League MVP side?
Well, after a two-home run performance this afternoon by Pete Crow Armstrong, he's actually now 10-1 there. As you see some movement, he jumped over Soto this afternoon after that. Otani's still minus 1,300. I got to tell you, and it is what it is. They'll probably give him the MVP anyway. Who cares? I don't think it should be that wide of a margin, honestly, that he should be the overwhelming, no doubt about it, favorite. I know he's got 31 homers or 32 homers, whatever he has. Like, I don't think it's that he's had as big an impactful year as he did last year or the year before that. I really don't. And maybe that's just, people will say I'm just an Otani hater, whatever, but I don't think he's had that great a year. I mean, for him, I should say. For him, he hasn't had that great a year. Yes, 31 homers. Got 58 RBIs. You know, 31 of those were himself touching home on the homers. You know, the other stats just aren't there for me. But he's Otani, so, you know, you're not allowed to
he
say that.
He pitches now, and they just love him so much. Like, they you know, sponsors, the networks. I mean, every single baseball outlet, they can never get enough of Otani. They talk about him. It's just a done deal already. They've already given it to him that he's the MVP. They actually put him in a realm of untouchable, that he's just so much better than everyone else in the league, in the NL, that it's just it's inevitable. It's inevitable he's going to win it, even though, you know, look at this. Now, how in God's name is this guy Soto right there, and he's not an all-star?
Yeah.
How is that possible to me? Explain that to me.
Whole other thing. I can't explain that at all from that aspect.
I'm just waiting for him to get added to the game by Saturday. You know, like, what is the problem here?
Well, the problem is the American League had a whole bunch of guys who aren't playing, which is why all the additions have come on the American League side. I don't think any of those outfielders on the NL are going to sit it out, like Pete Crow and Tucker, and, you know, Acuna's not. The game's in Atlanta. Tatis. I just don't think any of those guys are going to pull out of it for Soto to be added. At this point, honestly, unless somebody else does and they do it,
Mavi is
from
planning
position,
on having all of those players beamed in the head tonight in their games.
Yeah, but yeah, I'm sorry. I know I'm not allowed to say bad things about Otani, but all of his numbers are down from the last couple years. Like, he's hitting 279 this year. He hit 310 last year. Even for the real the stat geeks out there, his WAR, which everyone loves, was 9.2 last year. It's 4.0 this year. His numbers are not what they were a year ago. But I'm not saying he's not the MVP. He shouldn't be that big of a favorite to be the MVP. Not
by
the
way, Morenci's not here, as you know. He's on his wedding weekend, and you're allowed to say whatever you want about the Dodgers.
Yeah, look, and I'm sure he's going to win because he's now pitching again too. So he hits and he pitches, and that makes it automatic. So that cancels out the fact that the rest of his stats aren't as good this year as they were last year.
So you think Crow Armstrong should be the MVP at the break?
What I'm saying is
it's too wide a gap, is what you're saying.
Right, right. I think Otani should be the favorite, but he should be like, you know, minus 1,200, and Pete Crow should be plus 5. Like, I just feel like it should be closer.
I think
minus
you're right.
1,500. Like, that basically is like Judge. Like, it's over. Like, it's just a big, you know, like, we shouldn't even be talking about it, like him. And I don't think that that's the case. I think it's a lot closer than that on the National League side than those
numbers.
Listen,
I just have a question for you. Have you seen and I don't know that comedian's name or that actor's name. Have you seen the newest commercials they do with Otani where the guy's living in his world?
I have not.
So he's rounding third on a home run, and the movie starts chasing him down the line. Hold up, Otani. And he's like, we did it. He's like, well, you did it. And then there's a shot of him, Otani hitting a home run, and he's sitting out on the outfield wall, the movie star. He's a really funny actor. I don't know his name to save my ass. But they have a whole new television commercial with him. They can't stop just shoving him down our throats.
I know. It's possible I've seen it and just didn't pay attention to it. That's always a possibility. I'll now keep my eye open for it.
Trust me, you'll see it. It's coming to your neighborhood soon. Believe me, I've seen it 30 times already.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only. Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.